You are listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. It's Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I'm Brant. This is the Cream of Broccoli Radio Hour Telethon 2005 edition. If you would like to make a pledge, give us a call, 216-368-2208. The song you just heard was Angel's Gate by Mike Watt, formerly of the Minutemen. That's off a record called The Second Man's Middle Stand. And you can have that as a premium for a $40 pledge or more. Before that was Low with California off The Great Destroyer. That was a premium, but then all of our listeners took them. So it just tells you why it's so important that you should give us a call sooner rather than later, because maybe that gift that you would get from us won't be there anymore. Like I said, we're in the middle of Telethon 2005. Actually, we're not in the middle of it. This is the last day. So if you want to show your support for WRUW and community radio in general, you've got about 13 hours left, and then it's all over for the year. Unlike NPR, we're not going to annoy you every other week with calls for financial support. We just come to you once a year, and this is the one time of year that we do it, in the spring. You know, the snow's melted away, it's a nice day outside, you can go outside with your family, listen to WRUW, you know, take a picnic lunch, take your portable radio, and just sit and enjoy with the family. I had someone call maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, said to me, you know, we listen to you every Sunday with our two-year-old, and I forget if it was a boy or a little girl, but they just love it, and you know, they just told me how important my show was to them, and that really made a big difference to me. And you will make a big difference to us if you can give us your support at 216-368-2208. We've got lots of great gifts we'd like to give you as a thank you for your show of support. Our telethon operators will let you know what those are. Sorry, I'm drawing a little bit of a blank here. I know what I wanted to tell you about. I was listening to your Serpentine Pad the other day, and I was listening to Tom tell everybody why they should give to WRUW, and his reasons were all sound, of course. But he did bring up satellite radio at one point, talking about, you know, the viability of it and why people are turning to it. Well, the reason why people are turning to satellite radio is obvious, because in the local markets, a couple companies own all the radio stations. They consolidate them. They play the same thing over and over and over again. And it gets really boring. And, you know, you the listener, don't want to be bored. You want to hear something interesting. You want to hear something new. You know, it's important for you that you get some sort of diversity. But is satellite radio really the answer? I don't think so. Here's why. Because what do you have to do to do satellite radio? You got to lay down some coin to get the equipment to actually listen to the satellite radio. So what does that do? Put you down $100, $200? I really haven't looked into it. I think a starter kit's something like $99, $150. Okay, so you got that. Then, if you want to hear it, you have to pay on top of that, something like $20 a month. So let's say that for the year that we come and ask you for your support, you've just laid down $150 initial cost for the equipment, and then you're going to pay $20 a month for 12 months, which comes to about $240. So you just spent $400 on satellite radio. Now, we'd love it if you called us up and gave us a $400 donation. We will not turn that away. We would flip. We'd love you forever. But, you know, we know that people who listen to the radio, you know, you got some disposable income, but, you know, maybe not that much. You know, we're willing to go small. We will love you if you give us a $25 donation. You want a pint glass from us. It doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is that for that $25, you're going to get a lot more from WRUW than you would for your $400 investment in satellite radio. Because I'm going to tell you something about satellite radio. They play the same songs over and over again as well. They just can hide it better, because when you have 300 channels that play 500 different songs at a time, it takes a little while to get through it. But eventually, you'll get bored with that too. The thing about WRUW is we're local. We're in Cleveland. Everybody who volunteers here is from Cleveland. So we always have local issues in mind when we're going to do our shows. And if you think, you know, I'm just listening to a music show, they don't have anything, you know, that's locally relevant to me, that's not true. We give away tickets all the time to shows at the Grog Shop, Beachland Ballroom, local venues like that. you know, the Odeon, and we've given away show. We have a book full of shows that we give away tickets to. So, you know, if you, you know, if you want to go see a certain show, you know, sometimes you can call in and you'll get tickets to that show, The Beachland. You're not going to get that at the commercial radio stations. We bring you alternatives that you will not hear anywhere else. We've got Voices and Choices. We've got Guerrilla Radio. We've got indie rock shows. I mean, do you know any other radio station that isn't a college station that plays indie rock? I don't think so. Do you know any station that plays show tunes, like Sunday Matinee coming up next in an hour, on any other station? I don't think so. You just don't hear that anywhere else. So, you see, it's important to us that program at WREW, but we think it's important to you, the listener, as well, that you have a diverse voice in the Cleveland area to play the stuff that you want to hear, to give you alternative voices and points of view that you're not going to hear on other radio stations. You know, Rush Limbaugh and Jerry Springer, they're so old and tired by now. I mean, I could tell you what those guys are going to say, and they say it every day. So why bother listening to it? You come here, you never know what's going to come out of left field from someone at WRUW. We've got so many varied programmers with so many different perspectives. It's kind of funny. We're a big, weird family in some ways, and we don't always see eye to eye, but we all have one thing in common. We want the good of the station. We think our listeners feel the same way. You know, so if you think WREW is something that's important to you, if you know WREW is something that's important to you, you want to give us a call at 216-368-2208 and give us your pledge right now. Just want to remind everybody that for a $50 pledge via credit card, on top of the premium that we will give you, we will throw in a $10 gift certificate compliments of Music Saves located at 15801 Waterloo Road, next door to the Beach and Ballroom, specializing in new and used indie rock and serving the indie rock community since 2004. So if you're interested in that, please talk to the operator when you call. If you give a credit card donation, that gift certificate is yours. Now I'm going to keep going with some music, because that's what you're all here for. And I know I got a lot of calls about this song back when I played it a couple weeks ago. So I'm hoping that some of you might be prompted to call just based on the fact that this is offered as a premium. If you give us a $40 gift or more, or a donation or more, we'll give you this gift. It's Lou Barlow's new emo record. And the song I'm going to play is the one that got all of the attention. This song's called The Ballad of Day Kitty.